right. Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone. I'm Jimmy. Joey, nice of you to come in. If Josh is the passing quarterback, you must be the running quarterback.
I must be the running quarterback.
Do you want to be the running quarterback, or would you rather be the passing quarterback?
I could be the running quarterback, but don't expect me to run faster than Lamar Jackson.
Or the mountain lion.
Good thing I did not see the mountain lion this morning.
We're looking out there on Dodge.
Well, don't know if there's one or multiple, because there's multiple sightings throughout southwest Omaha.
Yeah. Someone saw him at Village Point, going shopping in a Lululemon store, wanting to get a fresh look. Yeah, we have some seen him eating. It's all set up for us to say that coming up on Monday, a new show will debut, Mountain Lion and Me, 8 o'clock after hours. All right, so if you're just joining us, one, where the hell you been? Two, conference realignment, Armageddon, whatever you want to call it, conference Pangea, that much closer to happening. Oregon and Washington are going to be part of the Big Ten. No telling if they'll rebrand that to the Big 20. I don't know. Coming up at 1 o'clock, well, first, we'll tell you that at 12:40, the great Steve Sipple is going to join us, and we'll see what he thinks about life. And coming up at 1 o'clock, speaking of, perfect day to have them. Had him on Sharp and Hanley earlier in the week. Fantastic guest, Matt Brown, publisher of Extra Points. And he has gone off on conference realignment because we make fun because it's there for us to talk about. By the way, 27 days till there's actually college football around these parts, Nebraska and Minnesota on Nebraska Day on the BTN. Let us know how you celebrate. The thing is, this is not something we make fun, but Nick Hanley said it the other day, yesterday. This sucks. Okay? Part of the reason why we love college athletics, we love college football, especially a great place like this, is the traditions. You had the regional rivalries. Gary said it this morning, one of the great ages and golden age, and I would love to go back, not just because my metabolism was fantastic back then, but go back to the 2000s. You had the arguing over the BCS, but you still had the conferences primarily regional, especially around this part. You know, this was Big 8 country, this was Big 12 country. All of this is out the window because you have to kind of take a step back. You still have a Big 10. You still have an SEC. The Big 12 still exists, but it's becoming a behemoth. Arizona's going to end up in the Big 12. We may find out by the end of the day, let alone the night, is Arizona State going to follow? More than likely, yes. Is Utah going to be falling? They don't want to. They may not have a choice. Is UConn figure into this? Which would be a mistake, by the way. Do they factor into this? Anyone else from the Pac, whatever it's going to be left? It could be the Pac-4, Pac-2 by Monday. Who knows? All of this is sad because when you take a step back and you realize the Pac-10, yes, I know Pac-12, but I'm saying many of us grew up, it was the Pac-10, is going to be no more. That's really sad. It's the Pac-10, the Rose Bowl, it's USC, it's UCLA, Washington, Oregon, no more. And everything should start happening very quickly now, once that domino falls. So you just keep hitting F5 on your computer. And as a fellow Zone employee, Connor Happer, says on the JTech Construction Twitter feed, what even is a conference? And a question that was posed this morning, are conferences even essential to college football? Or is it just basically, you know, it's ceremonial, it's a figurehead, it's just in name only. What does it even matter? We're basically going to, NFL Junior. It's just not the same. And thus is why we've talked about on this station, at least on our show in the morning, this year especially, and more so now more than ever, on this fourth day of August, 12:12 p.m. Central Time, 10:12 in the former Pac-10 wasteland, it has become apparent that this is the last dance for college football as we know it. Because next year, it's going to be so much different. The Big Ten's doing their tour. They're in Lincoln today. They're going to be live at 3 o'clock after they show some sad stuff. Next year, they're going to need something more than the bus. Especially to go out west. You're going to need a plane. You need a train. You're going to need something. So, if you celebrate it, so be it. But I would think most people, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I would think most people would actually not be celebrating it. You embrace the chaos because what choice do you have? It's happening whether you want it or not. But it doesn't mean that when you go to sleep tonight thinking about college football, because let's be honest, some of us, we're ready. It's the best time of the year. That's what I've always said. Love this time of the year. But when you think about the things that you remember from the days of yore, none of that's going to exist like it is. Big Ten After Dark just doesn't have the same ring. And we still have the late night game, so at least there's that. I do love my late night college football. I think most of you do too. Big 12 After Dark doesn't make sense. Also, the SEC's being very quiet. What is next? Florida State's threatening. They're going to leave the ACC. Not sure where they're going to go. Maybe with Notre Dame, they're going to join the Mountain West. I don't know. Because it's Notre Dame. They do whatever they want. They come out ahead here because they can still be Notre Dame. They don't have to join a conference. But who knows? At one point, that's probably what will happen one day when they join the Big 28. Yep. Oregon and Washington. Big 10. It's all happening. And we have a good show to talk about it with. Joey's with me for a couple hours. Josh is on his way to help the guys set up for USC. It might be a two-beer Friday, come to think of it. Anyway, so we're now looking to the ACC, possibly. Is that going to blow up? Who's going to go where? We hear about the Magnificent Seven and an eighth school, which they say blows up the grant of rights. And if that happens, then the ACC just is blown to bits. Well, okay. Stuart Mandel, Arizona, ASU, Utah avoided having to defect until the last moment possible. Oregon needed last second convincing to join the Big Ten. They didn't want to do it. George K. had 13 months to deliver a TV deal that, if even slightly better, keeps the conference together. A failure of epic proportions. And I have to agree, because a majority of those schools, they didn't want to change. They like their conference. Bill Walton tells me it's the conference of champions. And has anyone checked in on Bill Walton? Also, who gets custody in the divorce? Now, I'm a Big 12 guy. I don't hide that. I went to school in the Big 12. I've lived in the Big 12 footprint for almost 20 years. I want the Big 12 to get custody of Bill Walton. But will the Big 10 take him away? I don't know. Anyway, it's Brett McMurphy who is breaking that Oregon and Washington joining the Big 10. By the way, we forgot to mention this to Josh. He says this and then ends it with three eye emojis. So we come full circle. There it is. All right. And George K. still has a job. I don't know what conference he's commissioning, but he still has a job for now. We are your conference Armageddon station. We are 1620 The Zone. We'll take a break, come back, more Connor Happer Show. Sips coming at 1240 on The Zone.